views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hey everybody, how are you? This is Joe Nunziata. I want to welcome you to A Shot of Joe, and we are excited to have you with us here in December, December 13th, as we close in on the holiday season. So if you're with us on Transformation Talk Radio, you have a question, you can type it in or Facebook Live or call us 800-930-2819 if you have a question. But again, anything that comes up for you, we'd love to hear from you and hear from what's going on. So, you know, this month, because especially this show, this is my last show before the holiday, before Christmas, and I wanted to do a show and talk about the holidays and want to talk about how we feel during the holidays and what's going on and really how to stay enlightened. I think of the term enlightened. How do I stay enlightened? How do I, you know, I've been doing this work all year long, been working on myself, been really focusing my energy on being my best self. And now here I go back to seeing people for the holidays that for many of us and many people that they have not seen for maybe a whole year or maybe even multiple years or whatever the case may be. So a lot of people, you know, they go back and see family or they get together with family, friends, relatives that they have not seen for a long period of time, especially our parents or, you know, grandparents, sisters, brothers, and so forth. And what's amazing to me, and I noticed it, you know, I used to notice it myself, and, you know, now I'm in California. My family's on the East Coast in New York, so we don't really make that trip anymore. And we'll see people off season, just too much stress to go back and forth. But one of the things that I noticed when I would go back and I would say, you know, the feeling that I had as a kid came back to me right away. It was almost like I walked into that house and that emotion, that energy hit me right away. And it was almost brought me back to a place and time when I was very different, when I was a very different person or a very different type of person. So I found it very fascinating. And as I started doing this work on myself, one of the things that I would do is almost like use these holidays and use these experiences as a way to kind of see how I was doing. So it was kind of my way to say, well, I want to kind of monitor how I'm doing. I want to monitor where I'm at in my own development, because when I go around these people, what will happen? Will I be triggered? Will I be upset? Will somebody take me to a place where or I used to be when I was a child, or into that emotional energy that I used to be in years ago, or create some type of conflict or disruption or disturbance? And it was one of those things that I would go in and kind of prepare myself. So something that I like to do, and I do it every morning, is I always like to shield my energy. And what that means is I want to consciously, and I always meditate every morning, and one of the things I like to do is surround myself in a ball of golden light. And that golden light is my protection. That is my area where I am kind of saying, I want to be in this ball of light, keep me safe, keep the negativity away from me, and I want to protect my energy every single day. Not to say that I'm going into hostile environments, but you know, we are dealing with a lot of different people, especially now in the holiday season. You go into a store, you walk around. I even noticed driving around today, the traffic and people on the streets, and there's a lot more congestion and things going on. So we do get exposure to a lot more people at this time of the year. So it's something just for us to be aware of, to say, how am I feeling in this general situation? How am I feeling as this is going on? And then when I do get to that point where I'm going to see family, friends, whatever it is during the holiday season, It's something to say, what's going on inside of me? So the first thing that I like to think about and I like to talk to people about is kind of say, how do you feel prior to going? How do you feel before you go there? Now, a lot of people will say to me, you know, I have anxiety, I have stress, I'm already nervous, or I feel discomfort. So that's because based on your past, based on your childhood, based on incidents and events that happened to you growing up, you realize and you say, you know, wow, I didn't even realize. I would say before I even went there, I'm in a negative energy. I'm in a nervous energy. I'm in a fear-based energy. Then I would go in, and of course, because I'm in that energy, something negative would happen because it would support the emotional energy that I was bringing into the situation. I want you to be aware of that, to say to yourself, how do I feel prior to going? Then the other question, of course, is to say, if you really feel, you know, I've worked with a lot of people who are really under duress about it, I would say, well, why are you going? Why are you going in the first place? If you're going to go to a place that's going to cause you so much pain, why would you go there? And of course, people will go back to their old default of doing the right thing. That's what we do for the holiday. I can't not show up. So all those things that you do, when you move yourself into that position, you're basically taking away all of your power. Because instead of saying, I'm going to do what's right for myself, especially now as we come to the end of 2017 and get ready for this new energy of 2018, we want to come into this new year in a space of empowerment. We don't want to start the year in a space of weakness. So if you're doing something that really creates duress for you and you're choosing to do it, then you have to take that on and say, okay, I'm choosing to place myself in this circumstance or situation that is going to cause me a lot of distress. So, of course, the question would be, why am I doing it? Why am I doing that? If you do choose to do it, now understand something. You're choosing to go. People say, well, I have to go. I say, you don't have to go. So by reframing this into understanding it and saying, I'm choosing to go, I'm choosing to go to this place, that changes it right away. That immediately brings you into a position of being more powerful. Because even though you may say, well, I understand that there may be some disruption, there may be some negativity, there may be some things there that I'm not going to be loving, but I'm choosing to go there. So therefore, I'm making a choice and I want to be empowered in that choice. And understanding that when I go into that circumstance, if anything does happen, I want to be able to handle it in a way that is going to be for my highest and greatest good, and the highest and greatest good of everyone else. But firstly, first and foremost, really your highest and greatest good. So I want you to think about this again. How do you feel before you go into it? How do you feel when you get there? So these are going to be two very interesting dynamics of energy. If you prepare yourself properly, and it's funny because one of the things I always work on myself and with others is to say, I want to emotionally prepare myself for situations. So this could be a work situation. It could be a dating situation. It could be, you know, any type of job interview situation where you say, I want to be emotionally prepared before I enter that circumstance. And this is something that is very important for us because if we're emotionally prepared, it's a lot easier for us to deal with the situation. It's almost like saying, I've been training for it. I've been getting ready for this. I'm not just walking in here and being blindsided by something that happened or someone said something and it caught me off guard and it took me out of my peaceful space. I want to be emotionally prepared going into it, but also understanding I'm choosing to go. So just the simple idea or notion that you're making the choice to go changes the whole situation. Because now instead of feeling weak and feeling like you're being obligated or you say, I don't really want to do this. Once you make that decision, if you're truly going to go, then it's important for you to understand exactly what's going on. And it's important for you to say to yourself, okay, I need to move myself forward, understanding that I made the choice to go to this situation. I made the choice to place myself here. Now, in my bubble of protection, I've done my emotional preparation. I'm ready for what's going on around me. How am I going to handle the situation as it comes. Now, understand, this doesn't only have to be family. This could be an office work party. This could be a gathering of friends. It could be anything during this time, because the holidays do bring up a lot of emotion for us. They bring up a lot of emotion for different people. We know this is a time where a lot of people get very depressed during the holiday season. A lot of people feel tremendous amounts of stress. We see people going to stores and knocking each other over and trying to buy something. So this time of year does bring up a lot of emotion even before we get into the situation of dealing with the family and dealing with the actual days of the holiday. So the question becomes, back to our topic here, how am I going to stay in my enlightened space during the holiday season and hold that space in the whole season, not just when I go to see somebody on the holiday itself, but throughout the whole process? How do I feel during the entire process? And are you doing things that you don't want to do? Are you doing things that are bringing you distress? What are you doing what are you perpetuating that is keeping something going that is creating stress or distress for you? So these are all the types of things that you want to be aware of. Your awareness is critical as we move into this time of year, because as I said, it's always a symbolic time for us, because it's not only is it the holiday season, it's also moving us toward the end of the year and moving us into a new year. That's another element of this entire thing. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, a lot of dynamic going on as we prepare ourselves for the holiday season. And you have to be aware of how you feel and your emotional levels and what's going on within yourself as you get ready to go through this process. And of course, the key for us is going to be allowing myself to feel those emotions, allowing myself to say, it's okay if I'm depressed. It's okay if I have anxiety. It's okay if I'm a little nervous. I want to go a little deeper and understand where this is coming from. But I want to also allow myself and honor my feelings regardless of what's happening within myself. So when we come back after the break, I'll talk a little bit about really getting yourself prepared and how to deal with these emotions as they come up for the holiday, and how to really create an empowered holiday and maintain your higher energy and your enlightened state as we go into the holiday season. So we'll be back in a minute. This is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant, Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
How you doing, everybody? It's Joe Nunziata. Welcome back to A Shot of Joe. Thank you so much for being with us here today. And, you know, before the break, I was talking about kind of preparing yourself emotionally for this holiday season and getting yourself ready. One of the things I like to do on the show is always give you some usable information and some techniques and things that you can do right away to prepare yourself for what's coming, regardless of what it is. So again, like I said, let's go back and just kind of get ourselves ready. It's almost like you're going into training to run a marathon, right? You would train and train and train and be ready. And then when the day comes, you're prepared. Not to say you're prepared for everything that happens, but you are overall prepared for the most part. So first thing is kind of look at yourself and say, how do I feel in general about the whole holiday season? What is my emotional connection? Do I like it? Do I look forward to it? Am I excited about it? Do I feel happy, sad, distressed, depressed? Like I said, a lot of people get into those places. The second thing is, why do you feel that way? And are you okay about it? So, you know, if it's something that you say, well, you know, I really enjoy it, it's great, I'm happy, that's fantastic. And you see everyone, and you have a great time. That's awesome. But if you're like many other people that do feel a lot of duress and stress about it, it's really looking at saying, how do I adjust? How do I make adjustments so I don't have that situation? What do I have to do to change the dynamic really within myself emotionally and also in the greater scheme? Because you want to turn this into something that's positive for you. And as I said, we're talking about empowerment. So empowerment is about doing what's best for yourself. I'm not talking about being selfish or forgetting everybody else, but the idea or focus is really about saying, how do I empower myself and do things that are going to make this whole situation or circumstance work for me? So one of the things, a number of years ago, my wife and I, you know, we decided the kids were all getting bigger. We really didn't have any little children in the family anymore, except a couple of little small kids that, of course, we wanted to buy a gift for them. But for everybody else, everybody was older, and it was kind of like I was handing you a gift card and you were handing me something I didn't want. And we just said, why don't we just stop the gifts? Why don't we just stop the whole thing? Only for the little kids, and for the adults, just forget about it. Let's just get together and have a good time. And we got met with tremendous negativity and hostility coming towards us because people were saying, oh, what are you talking about? You don't want to give gifts anymore. We don't want to stop. So we stopped, and they continued to do it, and it was fine. It was just, but we did meet with a lot of negativity and resistance. So this is also something that happens when you want to be the one who's going to be the quote-unquote trailblazer and try to change the dynamic of what's going on. That was just one example of what's happening, to say, I don't want to do things that are going to create negativity for me and stress for me that have no purpose. I just don't want to do it. And you have to be prepared. So one of the things you want to be prepared for is, if you're going to look to make a change, be prepared for people to respond to you in a negative way. Now, some people may respond to be really happy. I think, you know, the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I think most people would be really happy to say, let's forget the whole gift thing, especially when we're dealing with adults. But unfortunately, we do have a lot of people who don't see it that way, and, you know, they don't want to do it that way. So the idea behind it is to say, I need to be prepared. If I'm going to go down this road of empowerment, I have to be ready for some people to push back and be negative toward me. So you can't be empowered and expect everything to be smooth. So if you want to hold your space and you want to hold your power, it's one of those things where you have to be prepared for that and be able to deal with the emotion of that circumstance. So the question becomes, and again, this is where we talk about emotional preparation. If you go into a circumstance and you decide to make some changes and people are negative toward you, how are you going to feel when that resistance comes towards you? This is where this emotional preparation comes into play, where you actually get yourself ready for what's coming. And not to say that it still won't make you feel bad or hurt your feelings or create some upset, but it will not be as severe because you will be emotionally prepared for what's happening. You'll be emotionally prepared for what's going on. So this is something I want you to kind of say, well, if I decide to do these things, or if I decide, you know, the big decision, if you said, hey, I'm not going. And we had this after we had moved across the country. The first year we lived here, we went back for the holiday season. After that, it was really difficult going from the East Coast to the West Coast during the holidays and the weather. And it was very stressful and it was expensive and it was just a draining experience. So we just said, you know, we'd rather go see everybody during the year when it's not the holidays. It's easier to get back and forth and we're not dealing with all this stuff. And we can pick when we want to go, when the weather is not bad. And, you know, the beginning, of course, it was a lot of that feeling of, oh, we're so disappointed. How are we not going to see you? They'd seen us every single year for the holidays for all these years. And all of a sudden now we're breaking this cycle. We're breaking this trend. And again, it started off with this feeling and we had to deal with our own feelings. So, yeah, we felt a little guilty about it. We felt bad. It was the first time we had not spent a holiday with our families. But on the other side, we felt empowered and we said, oh, okay, we're gonna make our lives easier. We want to do what's better for us. We want to do things that make us feel better in a sense or make it easier. And now we've been all these years later, it's been 5 years in a row where we haven't gone. And now everybody just kind of says, okay, we know you're not coming. We accept it. Everybody's kind of on board with it and it's fine. But again, that initial transition into different energy, into different quote unquote procedures that you're used to are going to create some of these emotions and feelings for you. So it's one of those things I just want you to be prepared for it and say, hey, if I'm going to empower myself and I'm going to create a situation where I'm going to hold my energy, hold my space, live in that enlightened energy during this time of year, I have to be willing and able to deal with the negativity that may come in my direction, may not, but may come towards you as you make the shift and transition. So it's just something to be aware of as you're going forward. Now, if you do get in there and you do start seeing some of these people and you are triggered or things get you upset, it's very important because this is a time, this is a great opportunity to clean up any of these unresolved feelings and emotions that you've been holding on to for a long period of time. So if you go into this circumstance with family, especially, and somebody triggers you off and you notice and you see like, wow, that really upset me. Instead of being mad at them, instead of being getting into the drama, instead of creating a scene, it's something where you want to go back in your own quiet time and say, okay, how did I feel about the way I was treated? Because that's the key to really making a positive change, is to really say, okay, I need to understand why this bothered me and then be ready to make a positive change going forward, which means I have to deal with my emotion. So if somebody made you feel unwelcome or made you feel less than or made you feel like you weren't important or whatever that feeling is, it's something that you want to revisit within yourself and say, okay, where is this feeling coming from? This is coming from me. Because understand one thing that's really important, and this is a great time of year. I look at this year as a great opportunity because it's a great time for you to be able to really work on things. Like I said, look at your year. It's almost like your yearly report card comes to you during the holiday season. And it gives you an understanding to say, how good am I now at holding a peaceful space? Am I able to hold a peaceful space? And if you can do it now, I will tell you that you will be able to do it virtually in any situation. if you say, well, you know, did okay. A lot of people say, you know, I did better. I did okay. I still feel like I have some work to do. That's okay. As long as you're aware of it, those are the things you can work on as you move forward and get yourself ready for 2018, which we will talk about in the next show. So this will be the last time I will be on before the Christmas holiday. I'll be on right after that week, later in the week. But I wish everyone a very happy and healthy holiday and look forward to seeing you on the 27th of December for my last show of 2017. And we'll talk about getting ready for 2018 for the energy that's coming in. So thank you so much. Have a great one. I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.